This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Joining us live in the studio, she's a Big Brother intruder. She also was on So You Think You Can Dance, a good friend of Joy 94.9, Penny Higgs.
Hey!
Good morning.
Morning. Look at morning. You. You're really bubbly for like 8 o'clock in the morning.
She's got like a king size coffee.
Oh,
I was going to say something else then.
Really? We were chatting off air just before when Penny came into the studio. Penny was like one of the first guests we spoke to when Rise Up went to air last year.
Did you know that?
Wow.
There you go. More big news for you, Penny.
And now I guess it's come to that question. You've done So You Think You Can Dance. You've done Big Brother. What's next? MasterChef, My Kitchen
next?
Rules.
I don't know. What should I do?
The real L word.
What's that one?
The lesbian series. No.
I wish I could do that. Well, there's got to be something. I have to do something else.
Singing.
Yeah, definitely.
You got a great voice.
Really sing. Yeah. I'm not really good at cooking either.
Okay. Mm.
Celebrity Apprentice. Are you good at organisation?
Oh, yeah.
You can
Maybe
do that.
I should try out for that one.
I think you should. Just you know, tick them off your bucket list as you go along.
Like, I'm joking, but not really.
She's going to be our current affair. Tracy Grimshaw is going to go. And now we cross to Australia's serial reality TV appearer. Like, all these cameras chasing Penny. Penny, stop recommending. No, get out of my face. No.
I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
Well, Penny, you've been on two reality TV shows now. So You Think You Can Dance and Big Brother. Obviously, two of them were different experiences.
Completely different,
Because the first reality TV show experience, you got injured, so you kind of had to really rethink things. And this one, you were stuck in a house, cut off from all
reality. And then this one, there's always something. It's like this one, I was put in at the last minute and an intruder. So it's always like, just always a little bit like handicapped in them, like, you know what I mean? And then I get the whole, oh, they should have put you in from the start. And it's like, oh, okay.
Well, how would you compare the two? Like, how different were they?
So weird. So You Think You Can Dance, I felt like I had to, like, it was so much pressure. Like, I was working my ass off. Like, it was full on. And then this is, Big Brother was so weird because it's the first time I've done anything that's not about my dancing. And there's not really a wrong answer. So you kind of can't stuff up. So when I did auditions, like,
Priya did a good job of doing that, but anyway.
I haven't watched much of it. Like, I've got to watch it all back, and but it's weird because you can't kind of, like, with the auditions, if you don't do well, you can't go, oh, well, I stuffed up, because it's not that your leg didn't go high enough. It's that, like, someone just didn't like you. Like,
I like to see that, auditioning for Big Brother and the producer goes, your leg didn't go high enough. Like, I'm sorry.
This is Big Brother. Penny, leg higher, please.
Okay.
This is Big Brother. You're listening to Ginny and Adam on Joy.
The new voiceover for Big Brother 2015, Adam Samuel.
That freaks me out when I hear that voice.
Really?
Every time we do that, Penny, to the diary room, I was like, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done wrong?
Penny on, to keep Penny on this show, text 0427 Joy 949. Gotta love those voices.
It's so scary. I'm always like, I've done something wrong. What have I done? What am I in trouble for?
See, the first time you're on reality TV, it was Jason Coleman's voice. Yeah. This time it was Big Brother's voice.
And Big Brother's voice, there's a few of them.
Yeah.
There is. And then there was even a lady doing a voice, and she's like, this is Big Brother. And I'm like, I'm all for gender equality, but maybe it should have been, this is Big Sister?
Yeah.
Okay, reality TV aside, you jumped straight back into work, back into the dancing scene straight after Big Brother.
Yes.
You must, I mean, it's Christmas time. You must be flat out. What's coming up for New Year's and then into 2015?
I jumped straight back into work. My dance school had to put on their dance concerts. It was quite ridiculous. Like, I just got thrown in the deep end, but I was paying all my staff to run it for me, basically, and I was just overseeing everything. But now the dance school's finished up, so it's kind of, I love teaching, but it's nice to have a bit of
a breather.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, dealing with kids is like dealing with 15 people in a house with cameras, I tell you.
Oh, gosh, close to that. But, yeah, I'm going to get back into training, and because I haven't really done any of that for a bit. So I'm dancing at the Asian Cup in January. So we did some rehearsals for that. That's going to be a full-on gig. I'm probably for next year hoping to get into some kind of presenting, perhaps. I know I've got a weird voice, but perhaps something that suits me where I don't have to conform and
You've never been a conformist.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Never going to. Yeah.
Well, Sonia Kruger's just having a baby, so you know she'll channel. You know the networks may be looking for someone.
Yeah.
And you can dance too, so they wouldn't have to have backup dancers. I can do it all.
True.
She can dance and host and MC.
Could try. Give it a crack, yeah.
Do you mind if we probe you quickly?
Oh, gosh. All right, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, I've got 5 questions we ask all of our guests. It's going to take you 30 seconds to answer them, hopefully, Penny. Question number 1, name me a quote from Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
That's really the only answer. Question number 2, if you could invite 3 people to dinner or alive, who would they be?
Beyonce, Michael Jackson, and, oh, gosh, someone that can cook good or something.
I was going to say, what were you going to cook for them?
Someone that can cook.
Question number 3, do you know any songs from The Lion King and can you sing them?
Can you fit? Can you know that Lion King?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't want to sing, can't sing.
Question number 4, what would you do if you were a fish?
Oh, gosh. What, you just swim around, wouldn't you? Just like, I don't know.
You'd be like, check out my monofin.
Yeah.
I can swim so fast.
Just keep swimming. Just keep.
It's like a dolphin. I think that's a dolphin, isn't it?
That was some animal, Penny. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Be like some kind of dolphin.
Question number 5. Who would you turn gay for?
Beyonce.
You got a crush. There you go. Penny Higgs, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
You can catch her on Twitter at DancinPenny. No G at the end of dancing. Just DancinPenny.
Yeah.
And also on Instagram. You are huge on Instagram.
I don't know how that happened, but
you must have come out of the house and been like, whoa, 40,000.
Well, everything was on private and everything, and then we kind of opened it up and yeah, it's weird. Like,
wow.
It's fun. It is fun because it makes you just want to, like, upload a picture of anything and see what you
can. And don't forget, you can also catch Penny on every single TV station next year doing MasterChef My Kitchen Rules, The Celebrity Apprentice.
Something. I'll do something.
Thanks for joining us, Penny.
No problem.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.